Another example of mismanagement comes up at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Two senior officials at the Philadelphia Regional Office made their employees attend a work party, charged them admission, and then gave the money to the wife of one of those officials. But the VA's mission should be the one incentive all of its employees can agree on. Stuart Liff is a fellow at the Performance Institute, former director of the Los Angeles VA Regional Office, and author of the book Managing Government Employees, writing about two approaches managers can take to leave a lasting impact on their employees. Stuart, thank you very much for coming on the program today. The first item that you suggest managers should focus on is connecting employees to the mission. And if there's one thing that we've seen, I think, consistently through the federal employee viewpoint surveys over the years, it's that that's one thing that employees, the rank and file employees, want to feel connected to. Does that make the job of a manager easier or maybe harder because they have more work to do in that area? Thanks for joining me today, Stuart.
First of all, thank you for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here. In terms of the question, It can be easier, it can be harder, it kind of depends on the situation. To me, the good news is that people definitely want to be part of something special. And in government, everybody's part, you know, has a great mission, regardless of what part of government you're talking about. The problem often becomes when so many issues come to the forefront that they tend to push the mission out. Whether it could be political pressure, it could be pressure from the media, from the IG, what have you, but when all these pressures are brought to bear, oftentimes people begin to feel like they're losing sight of the mission. And when that happens, I think that results in a high degree of discontent because people start to feel that they're not getting what they signed up for.
You write, some effective ways to connect employees to the mission include visual management, the first element here, and there is a photo in your GovExec piece of an example of one that you created when you were at the LAVA regional office. What do you hope to convey in that picture? What do you want people to take away from that picture about visual management, Stuart?
What I want people to understand is that your physical plant is a design element that people rarely think of in terms of ways to connect people to the mission and to share information with them. Far too often, people design their space to make it look good, not realizing that they really need to design their space to make it work good. So the idea behind visual management was, what if we could use our space as another design element to both help connect our people to the mission and just as much to share information with them, so collectively they'll feel they're part of something special and they understand the relationship between what they do and performance and ultimately connecting them back to the mission. And I found that that's a tremendous opportunity when you do that well, that it gives people a sense of pride because it's the one thing that's in their face every day.
If the manager goes about making changes to head in that direction, how can he or she tell that they are indeed actually going in the right direction? And I love the distinction that you made between a workspace looking good and working good. And I'll forgive you the little grammar error there because it sounds better on the radio, Stuart. But how can you tell that you've actually achieved the working good part rather and left the looking good part behind?
The most important thing is the metrics. When you design the space, the idea is to really develop a workforce that's committed to the mission and they feel involved and engaged. And when you do this well, in conjunction with the right management approach, in other words, if you design magnificent space and you have a management philosophy that we're going to control people, that's going to get you nowhere. But if you design the space to reinforce the management mission where we're going to unleash our employees to do great work and then connect it back to the mission, the way you're going to tell if it's working very, very quickly is you'll begin to see the metrics improve and go in the right direction.
Well, how do you set the metrics up to make sure that you're measuring the outcomes that you want? You write, I think, very eloquently in this piece in GovExec, many agencies focus so much attention on measuring widgets that all they get are widgets. How do you get around that part of it?
I think the key, without a doubt, in my experience, is you must have a balanced set of numbers that are both contain both leading and lagging indicators and also contain performance from a variety of different perspectives. In other words, from the customer's perspective, from your internal processing standards, from the employee's perspective. So when you take all of these things working together, you're looking at service rather than just focusing on one number to the exclusion of everything else.
The other element, the very key area that you write about in this piece, is improving the way you manage. And I wonder if this isn't common sometimes in the private sector, NGO organizations, academia, all over the place, where a manager reaches a certain level of achievement. And I don't think that there are very many managers that are so arrogant that they think, well, I know it all, so I don't need to continue an improvement track. But I could certainly see where it might just get lost in the shuffle because of added responsibilities and deadlines and so on. You write about improving the way you manage, and you have four steps here that are really important for folks that are tackling employee morale issues. The first one of them is the right philosophy. What does that look like, Stuart?
Well, to me, I've seen basically two kind of philosophies. One philosophy is that we don't really trust our people, so we're going to control them. Everything we do, we're going to keep an eye on. We're going to watch them carefully. And that's generally born of a philosophy where a lack of confidence in the management, a lack of confidence in the workforce, so we have to control people. When you do that, the most you can really hope for is compliance. People will do what they're told, but you don't win their hearts and minds. The other philosophy, in my opinion, is we're going to develop a workforce where we're going to create an environment where we can unleash people, and they can bring all their talents, their energy, their enthusiasm, their innovation, creativity to bear. And in my experience, your philosophy ultimately becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
You write about communication under the title of Improving the Way You Manage. And we've talked about communication on this program, manager to employee, on any number of occasions. And yet it still continues to show up time after time after time. And I wonder if that's maybe not the hardest nut for managers to crack, is what's the right way to communicate with my team and what kind of information should I be communicating to them?
Well, I think communication is definitely one of the toughest nuts to crack in management. There's no doubt about that. My experience is you first have to start out with the premise that people have different learning styles. Some people need to learn by seeing things in writing. Other people need to hear it. Others need to see a graph or a chart. Others need to see a video. So the first thing you have to have is a communication strategy that's whole-brained, and it communicates to people in a variety of different methodologies. That way you'll get as many people as you can on board rather than just the one person, the people whose learning style is the way you're most comfortable communicating. Beyond that, I think you then want to give people information on several different levels. I think they first need to know what's happening at the national level so they understand all the forces at play. Then they need to understand what's going on at the local level so they understand what the local strategy is in order to address some of the national issues that are out there. Then thirdly, I think there needs to be constant communication, constant feedback between management and the employees, because the more people know what's going on, the fewer surprises you're going to have. And when you have fewer surprises, you're going to have fewer personnel issues because people are going to feel that they're valued and involved and they know what's going on.
The third item under the title of Improving the Way You Manage, you write about, is reviewing management systems and how they're applied. And I imagine part of that review is making sure that they still are applicable, to make sure that they are fulfilling the goals that a manager has for those management systems and driving the outcomes that he or she wants.
Absolutely. You know, I always use an analogy of the Death Star in Star Wars. When you press the button, you have all these lasers come together with one tight laser focus. That's to me how you want your management systems to be applied. You want all of them sending the same consistent message. When that happens, then people are not going to be trying to constantly figure out what does management really want, and they'll spend less time around the water cooler and more time focusing on the mission. On the other hand, if you have management systems that give inconsistent messages, then people are going to be confused and it becomes every man or woman for himself. In an illustration, if you want to have team-based environments and you have everybody behind 5-foot-high partitions, what message does that send people? If you want to have an organization where quality is job one, yet all we reward is productivity, you're sending mixed messages. So the more your systems are tightly aligned from top to bottom and send people a consistent message, the less time people are going to spend grousing about management, and the more they'll actually be focusing with a laser beam on what the organization is trying to accomplish.